A baseball hero retired and moved back to his hometown. A young boy living nearby met the baseball star, who was also this boy's hero, and started hanging around with him and learning from him. No surprise, the boy eventually honed his own baseball skills to the utmost and himself became a star. Discipleship and freedom. That's what's happening in our readings today. Discipleship and freedom. A young boy learning from a hero baseball star is an example of discipleship. Discipleship means following and learning from somebody who you consider to be your master. Freedom, I'll explain below, is honing skill or virtue to its maximum potential. If you and I allow Jesus to be over all our master for life, making us his disciples, he will lead us to freedom, a life of utmost virtue, freedom and discipleship. Discipling under Jesus is not always comfortable. So one man steps up to tell Jesus he will follow him wherever. And Jesus says, "The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." In other words, if you follow me, you will sometimes be roughing it. Discipleship with Jesus is not always easy, but it is always beneficial for you and everybody around you. That is why Jesus will insist that people put him first in their life. It's absolutely the best thing for them. Look at the other two people Jesus approaches, calling them into discipleship. Jesus calls these two unexpecting people. And they both have reasons not to follow him immediately. One talks about burying his father, the other about saying goodbye to family. Who knows exactly how each of these potential disciples ended up? The gospel writers never tell us everything. Hopefully, each one of these two people Jesus called ended up taking care of their duties to family and following Jesus. What we do know is that Jesus uses them as examples to make a point. Following him is supposed to be first, and even before these very other significant duties. Let the dead bury their own dead. The one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. Tough words. If Jesus is making this huge point about how important it is to put him first, it must be because following him first is actually the best thing for every soul. What will happen in our life if we actually put Jesus first as our Lord and Master? We will become free. Yes, Jesus leads to full freedom. Anybody trying to follow him as a disciple. Freedom. That leads us to our second reading today. St. Paul writes to the Galatians, "For freedom you have been set free." At first glance, that sounds almost as useless as saying, "Apples grow on apple trees." Of course they do. There's no new information there. But in St. Paul's line, there is something pretty significant. For freedom, you have been set free. There are two types of freedom. One is the freedom from external bonds, external restrictions. So we are very blessed in this country, and we make mention so close to July 4th. We are so blessed in this country to have so much freedom in this regard. Freedom for speech. The freedom to bear arms, self-governance with voting privileges, access to amazing resources for our well-being. There are really no significant external restrictions holding us back. We have external freedom. But then there is internal freedom. For freedom, you were set free. So the external restrictions are removed, but we must still strive for internal freedom. What is the internal freedom? It's the capacity to choose in every instance what God requires. Or you could say the capacity to choose what love requires. Or you could say the capacity to choose the objective good in every scenario, what's most in line with your well-being and that of everybody around you. All of those are ways of saying we are living freedom, that internal freedom. That built-up virtue. As an example of internal freedom, which means building up virtue, perhaps you could think of somebody playing the violin. Right now, I simply do not have the freedom to play the violin. Nobody is restricting me from the outside, but I have never played the violin. I don't know how the strings work against the fingerboard, nor how to use the bow correctly. When it comes to any built-up capacity in me, there's no freedom regarding the violin. Take somebody, however, who has studied and played the violin for years. That person has gotten used to the nature of the violin and the laws of nature regarding sound waves and music. Perhaps somebody gets so advanced that he or she can even freely make up stuff that sounds beautiful. That's an amazing freedom with the violin. Something that is spontaneous, yet making use of all the objective natural structures in music in order to create beauty. Back to the freedom to choose the good. Choose God's will or choose what love requires. All of those are ways to say you're becoming the best version of you. You're becoming all that you are made to be when it comes to development of your nature. Given that human nature was designed by God to thrive on self-donating love, and your Master Jesus Christ is the King of love, it's never, never, never a move towards greater freedom when you and I choose anything sinful, anything contrary to real love, anything contrary to what we know to be God's will, anything contrary to Jesus. For freedom you have been set free. Put that second reading together with our gospel, where Jesus tells two people that following him has to be the absolute first priority. Put those two readings together and you have put together the concepts of discipleship and freedom. Awesome. Those two themes are always together. The disciple of Jesus Christ, you and I, will always be growing towards perfect freedom. It's a lifelong project for each one of us. It means working out all of the vices in our life and building in all of the virtues. It's building holiness, and it certainly means increasing happiness. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, who loves us so much that he's willing to call us to the highest discipleship, even if it is demanding or uncomfortable at times, graciously comes to us in every Holy Mass to fill us with his life and move us one step further on the journey of internal freedom. May we open our hearts deeply to him once again today.